Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Wednesday of week 2, and we are on page 15 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Our prompt today is from 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and it's just this: pray without ceasing. Whoa, that's a lot of praying. I mean, obviously, Paul doesn't mean that we remain in a chair with our head bowed and eyes closed every moment of the day. His own life shows us that's not what he meant. But we should consider, what does it mean to persist in prayer, to live a prayer-filled life? Our devotion today takes us back to Exodus 17, and we read part of that story last week when Moses is standing with the staff of God raised up so that the Israelites will see it and remember who fights their battles. The staff itself was really just a stick, but God used an ordinary stick to be a symbol of his extraordinarily great power and faithfulness and love. And each of us has things like this in our lives, I think. We've got memories and ordinary objects that help us remember God. They help us remember who he is and what he has done. They help us remember what he has brought us through and how he has transformed us. And listen, when we remember, when we take the time to remember, we are then likely to pause and to talk to him. Throughout the Old Testament, there are stories of encounters with the Lord, followed by someone building up a pile of rocks. And every time they and the next generation, anyone who walks by that rock pile, anytime they see it, they remember. They praised God for what he had done, and they were reminded that he is able to do that and more because he's the same yesterday and today and forever. And so, what are your rock piles? What's your stick? I'll share one of mine. I had an extraordinary vision during a time of prayer when I was in my late 20s. I was dressed as a bride, and I was walking with Jesus. And it was a powerful word to my heart in that moment that I belong to him, that I am dearly loved, and that he is my forever love. And since then, at every wedding I attend, especially at my own, I remember those truths. The sight of that white gown stirs me to praise him, and it stirs me to prayer. And so again, what are those things in your life that you see and remember, that you see and know, that you are reminded of who God is and what he has done? Let's take some time to pray together today. Let's remember God's power and work in our lives. God, I thank you. I thank you so much that time and again in my life, you have shown yourself to be faithful and true and steadfast toward me. So many times you have reminded me how dearly you love me. You have reminded me of your power and strength. You have reminded me the truth of who you are. I thank you that you have used your word to do that. God, I pray that your word would be my delight. I pray that I would learn those words, that I would write them down so that I would see them and remember them and be reminded. God, I thank you for the many ways in which you have taught me your truth. I thank you for the many people that I can think that at just the right moment in time have spoken a true word to me. God, I thank you that in some of the most dire of circumstances, you have flooded me with a peace that's beyond all expectation, that's beyond all imagining. God, I thank you that on a daily basis, I can look at my children, both of them, and be reminded of your miraculous saving power in their lives and in mine. God, I thank you, and I ask that you would remind me again and again to look and to see and remember who you are. God, and today I want to surrender myself anew to you. God, I know that I need to do this every day. I need to put myself in a posture of remembering that you are God and I am not. That is you who holds the power and the strength and the wisdom and the might in this world, and that it is not me. God, I surrender to your work in my life. I surrender to how you want to use my life to impact others. God, I surrender. God, I pray that that would be the cry of all of our hearts today, that we would just lay ourselves before you, open our hands up, receive more of you in our lives today. We love you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.